Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for My Lowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Norway beats its own EV records. The EU grants automakers more time to meet emissions goals. And the Honda Prologue travels further. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why some people who bought hydrogen cars are being left with no places to refuel as 22 more hydrogen stations close down. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Wherever you're listening around the world, welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Monday, 3rd of March. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get the episodes ad-free if you'd like to save even more time and maybe even just support what we do here. You can be a producer, exec producer, for $5 or $10 a month. If you'd want to be an exec producer, you can get your name in the Hall of Fame. Join the list of legends. Check it out online now. Electric vehicles are capturing 95% of Norway's February sales, another record-breaking month. Last month, Norway registered 8,477 pure electric vehicles. That's a 94.7% all-new car registration rate. The Nissan Ariya led last month. That's a great car that I think goes under the radar a little bit with many people. The Ariya led with 627 registrations last month in February, followed by the outgoing Tesla Model Y, which had a bit of a recovery, actually, in February compared to January, and the Toyota BZ4X. Where did that come from in third place? Only 472 registrations across the car market were not purely battery electric. The share of electric vehicles rose from 90.1% this time last year to 94.7%, like I say. After electric cars, the most common type was actually a petrol hybrid, a soft hybrid. 154 of those were sold. There were 145 diesels and only 134 plug-in hybrids. Pure petrol cars with no form of battery had, just check my notes here, 37 registrations. Well, the OFV director Solberg Thornsen noting, and I quote, "The VAT threshold of over 500,000 NUK, about €42,740 for electric cars, is clearly significant. Many buyers of a new car are aware of this limit and stay just below or close to this amount," end quote. He added that there are now many brands and models available at prices that meet most buyers' needs, and that the shift to electric vehicles shows that consumers are choosing more affordable and compact models when they're put on sale. Shock horror. Yes, because of certain targets that have to be hit, the car makers are now all arriving with their cheaper, less profitable, smaller EVs, and people are loving them. But here's another data point that we're keeping a very, very close eye on at EV News Daily headquarters. In the first 2 months of the year, so it's a bit of a random, I know, adding the 2 months together, but let's see how 2025 has started in Norway. For the previous can-do-no-wrong Tesla Model Y. Now, I told you it was back inside the top three last month, but if you had the first 2 months of the year together, had a really bad January, and they're actually down in January and February. Tesla's down 44.4%, not just Model Y, but Tesla with all of the models they sell, down 44.4%, down compared with the same period, the first 2 months of 2024. The decline is also seen in other European markets. Over that time period, it's down 48% in Denmark, 45% in France, and 42% in Sweden compared to the same months last year. So what's going on? Is this the Model Y effect? Well, these aren't just Model Y numbers we're looking at. They're all Tesla. Is it because of increased competition? For a long time, Tesla was not only the only game in town, but clearly the best game in town. It was no competition, unless you really wanted a different brand years ago. Then Tesla was the one that you wanted to get because the cars were better, and in many cases still are better. Fabulously efficient, the software is fantastic, the EV engineering is brilliant. You look at things like the sort of so-called octo valve, the way that they do thermal management on their cars. You know, other EVs have liters and liters of fluid flying around battery packs and all sorts trying to keep them cool, and Tesla has nailed the EV stuff. So what's going on in Europe at the minute? Why are Europeans not buying Teslas in the first couple of months of the year? Tesla sold 1,600 units in January and February combined, but that's down from almost 3,000 for the same time last year. Well, coming out of one of the TV channels in Norway, a survey they did showed that two-thirds of Norwegians, over 66% actually asked, now have a more negative view of Tesla than they did previously. 2% said that they had an improved perception of the brand. March is going to be crucial for Tesla, as it historically performs very well. You have to smooth the months out, of course, with ships, although we've got Giga Shanghai open now, but when things were only arriving from the US or Shanghai, we got Berlin now open, of course, but then it was always stacked towards the end of the quarter because of the way ships were arriving. But we are going to watch March incredibly closely. Now, we get numbers very early from Norway. We get running numbers daily in Norway, but we all look very, very closely at how that is going, because the EV market is booming. But the once darling of that market, Tesla, the could-do-no-wrong brand, for some reason, it's not doing so well. That's interesting. If this trend continues, they'll certainly face challenges. Is it just the new Model Y effect? is an outsized effect, isn't it? Lots of people do buy the Model Y, and many people, I suspect, but I don't know, suspect would have been holding off until they can get the new so-called Jupiter model. What do you think? Interesting stuff. Now, here's a big bit of news coming out of Europe today, and I must admit it's a piece of news that I don't really like hearing, but who cares what I think? I'll give you the news and you can make your own mind up. The European Commission has given automakers more time to meet emissions targets, reducing their need to buy emissions credits from companies like Tesla. In Europe, new cars must shift to be zero emission vehicles at some point. This is going to be enforced through a system of credits and fines. Manufacturers must increase EV sales each year. Well, actually, manufacturers must lower their emissions. This is an entirely technology agnostic set of regulations. If they want to make hydrogen cars, they shouldn't, as I'll tell you at the end of the podcast, or anything. The tech doesn't specify electric vehicles. It simply reduces the harmful emissions that are killing our children and old people, and frankly, the rest of us as well. Not meeting these goals leads to fines and purchasing credits from those who have an excess, the likes of Polestar and Tesla, the pure EV brands. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced today that car makers in the European Union will now have 3 years to meet this year's carbon dioxide emissions targets, originally set for this year. It's a 5-year set of emissions rules, as in they've been coming since 2020. All of the car makers have known they're coming. The lobbying has been incredibly powerful in the first couple of months of this year. We've heard all sorts of negative EV stories. If you've wondered, where's all this sort of... I keep seeing headlines in certain sections of the media and newspapers, or no one's buying EVs, and yet Martin on EV News Daily is telling me that these numbers are up here. China's at 50%, Norway's at 95%. Well, a lot of that negative headline, any negative headline I've seen, particularly from the European Carmakers Association, but a lot of the lobby groups as well, has really been anti-EV, which is odd because, well, they want to sell you an EV, but the point is they want to get that message across, which is it's more profitable for us to sell combustion vehicles. And if you don't let us do that, the Chinese are going to win, or we'll have to pay Elon Musk to buy some credits. And he's not very popular over here at the minute. And it looks like it's worked. Well done. We get to emit more CO2 and make our population more poorly. Well done, everybody. Well done. A new amendment will be introduced this year, this month, I think, to add flexibility to the emissions rules. Manufacturers can miss this year's targets if they want to. They have to improve over the next 3 years, though, or the next 2 years, I guess. It's a 3-year plan. Von der Leyen explained, and I quote, "Companies will have 3 years under a banking and borrowing system. Targets remain unchanged, but this provides more breathing space and clarity for the industry," end quote. Well, she wasn't born yesterday, but she must know that now the turkeys have been allowed to vote against Christmas, that come 3 years' time, when it's time to actually meet these emissions regulations, guess what they're all going to do? They're all going to say, we can't do it. We need to sell more combustion cars. So she's given them the benefit of the doubt. This extension offers relief to some car makers, the likes of Volkswagen warning they could face a 1.5 billion euro penalty under the current rules. That was always a worst case scenario and was never going to happen. They were going to come with smaller, cheaper EVs, and that would have mitigated that, and more efficient combustion engines as well. But Volvo, on the other hand, Volvo were very vocal today. Volvo urged the European Union to maintain these targets for regulatory certainty. Italy and the Czech Republic supported the proposal after pushing for reduced penalties. Italy wanted it to protect the Italian car industry. The Czech transport minister wanted a 5-year extension. Volkswagen CEO Oliver Blum praised the pragmatic approach, he called it, saying it balances CO2 with affordability for new models. Renault welcomed the flexibility as a way to help the EU automakers cut emissions and stay competitive. Now, all of this, staying competitive, affordable new models. This is all about profit maximisation. Let's not lie about this. Volvo, on the other hand, Volvo warned that changing the rules now 3 months into the year where they had to meet it. They've known it's coming for 5 years, and now we're into the year. Volvo said it's going to delay EV adoption. The CEO, Jim Rowan, said that EU standards were set years ago to allow preparation time, and that's what Volvo's done. They've made all their investments. They've cut their cloth accordingly, and now the other car makers are gone, well, we didn't realise it was coming. We can't possibly do it. Volvo really unhappy about this. Analysts at UBS Group estimated Volvo could have even gained 300 million euros from pooling agreements with the other automakers that needed to sort of pool with them or buy credits, if you like. It's unclear how this extension will now affect deals like that. Environmental groups, of course, criticised this action, saying the added flexibility is bad, arguing it weakens competitiveness during the transition. The organisation Transport and Environment called it an unprecedented gift to Europe's car industry in a compliance year, end quote. Well, the Commission is now working on making the European car supply chains more competitive, especially for batteries. Von der Leyen noted that while EU battery production is growing, cheaper imported batteries could raise EV costs and create supply chain dependence. To tackle this, the Commission will look into direct support for the EU battery industry and may even set European content requirements in the same way as the US Inflation Reduction Act does. What do you think about all of that? I think you can tell my feelings on that. It's not great that we're now in March in a compliance year and all of a sudden they've been let off the hook, if you like, for the next 3 years. And like I say, in 3 years' time, they'll say the same thing. Like, we want to sell more disgusting, dirty, polluting vehicles because we make more money that way. And the alternative view, if I'll try and put myself in the shoes of a CEO, is that there's many car companies realising that if they don't get more competitive against the Chinese, which are coming, the Chinese companies have had 45% tariffs put on them, and they've said, well, we'll still sell our cars in Europe, just add the tariffs and they'll still be cheaper than the German ones. And that's frightening for the German car makers and the European car industry. So, you know, I put myself in their shoes. It does give them more time to try and work out how on earth they're going to deal with this influx of cars and technology and the Chinese going, oh, fair enough. OK, so we'll just build some factories in Europe and avoid all the tariffs and sell the cars there that way. So, what do you think? I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to get your thoughts. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, there's lots more on the podcast to discuss. Stick around. Back in a mo.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
So welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to listen ad-free, you can check out the Patreon page. Now, the Honda Prologue, Honda's first dedicated EV, which is not really a Honda, but they did the Honda stuff to it. It's really a General Motors vehicle, but the Honda Prologue sold 33,000 units last year. They were doing some big discounting and offers, and they were really pushing it, by the way. It's not like all of a sudden America decided the Prologue that was the best EV out there. They were given good reason to get it. And I think it's a very decent shot at making an EV. Like I say, it's Ultium platform, it's GM, and then Honda have done the Honda things to it, which does make it a pretty good EV. I know not everyone's a fan of the Prologue, but I am. For 2025, it gets a new front power unit to improve power and range. The model year 2025 Prologue offers single motor front wheel drive and dual motor all wheel drive. Front motor 220 horsepower, up by 8 horsepower or 6 kilowatts. And its range improves by 12 miles to 308 miles now, or 495 kilometers per charge. What about the all wheel drive version, you may be thinking? I got the stats on that. Has a 224 kilowatts motor, which is now up 9 kilowatts on the outgoing one. The touring trims and the EX trims have increased their mileage as well. But of course, all-wheel drive is down by about 20 miles or so on the single motor version. Pricing starts at $48,850 for the base front-wheel drive, $55 more than last year, so pretty much the same price. The all-wheel drive vehicle costs $3,000 more, and all models qualify for the $7,500 federal tax credit, which still exists. Get it while it's there. Congratulations to Lucid Motors, setting a new US sales record for February, delivering 805 units, 750 air sedans, and the first 55 Gravity SUVs. Sales rose by 34% compared to the same time last year, and 21% on the previous month, as the company looks for a new CEO after Peter Rawlinson stepping back from that position but still around to advise the board for the next 2 years. Customer deliveries of the Gravity SUV will start in the coming months at scale, although, like I say, they have had 55 of them last month shipped, but they obviously want to do much bigger numbers than that. Initial deliveries to employees, family members, and early reservation holders, I think, began just at the end of last year, beginning of this year. Now, let's talk Isuzu. Will invest $280 million to build a commercial electric vehicle assembly plant in Piedmont, South Carolina, announced a couple of weeks ago. The company has purchased a facility of about 1 million square feet used to make their battery-powered N-Series trucks. And they'll make about 50,000 units by 2030, but that'll be a mix of combustion and electric. And they'll shift the mix according to what their customers want. The new plant will create over 700 jobs, open in 2027, and be a flexible production system, like I say, with both combustion and EV rolling down the line, and just shifting it and dialing the knob up and down a little bit according to what they need to produce. MG dropped an email into my inbox this morning with details about the S5 EV. I was very excited to see this because we've known for a long time because we've seen the vehicle in China, that the MG ZS EV is going to be retired. It's been around a long time. It's had a facelift, but it's still essentially had a bigger battery and some decent tech upgrades, but otherwise a little long in the tooth. Hey, I've owned one, very good car, and sold it last year. My friends over at RSEV, Richard Simons, you've seen his YouTube channel, of course, and you might have bought a car from him. He's not too far from me in New Milton, down here, not too far from Poole where I am. And so I ran the car over to him. His team of absolute experts went over it with a fine-tooth comb and found in the wiring loom near the boot one cable was split, which you would never know. And they, Richard arranged for it to go back to MG and have it all fixed under warranty and stuff like that. And then Richard remarketed it for me, so, which is very kind, because with two young kiddos, I don't really have time for people to come around and kick the tyres. And he will do that for your used car. If you want to sell your used EV and maybe get a new one, you should certainly give RSEV a call down here on the South Coast. For a small fee, his team will look after it, and did a fantastic job. By the time I looked at the advert online, I was like, I'd quite like that car. It hasn't been that clean in a while. And it was absolutely perfect. And full service, all that kind of stuff. And so as that was going last year, we sold the mighty, mighty MG ZS. I thought, I wonder when we get news of the new one. Well, now we do. The MG S5. It's the ES5 in China, but we'll call it the MG S5. It's built on the same platform as the little MG4, which is a cracking car, great platform, great chassis on the MG4 as well. It's SAIC, which is the mothership company. They call it the MSP platform, in case you're wondering. The S5 is going to be about 4.5 metres long and about 1.85 metres wide. So not a massive family SUV, small SUV, but still a little larger than the outgoing ZS EV, but not overly large. European specifications are still pending. But in China, so make of this what you will, the ES5 has a single motor, obviously 168 horsepower. I think it's the same motors they put inside the MG4, by the way. When we get it, I can imagine that MG will have a long-range version and an extended-range version as well, just like the MG4. It's the same platform. They've got room for the battery. So maybe three different battery sizes. They do the CATL lithium iron phosphate packs in the MG4. I think, and certainly the Chinese S5 as well. So some pretty big packs, I think 70-something odd kilowatts hours in China, possibly. So we'll wait and see. Look, I'm looking forward to the tech upgrade from MG. There'll be a new instrument display. There'll be the infotainment touchscreen, a much, much bigger 15.6-inch middle screen. New materials, new design. Just a better EV all round. So there are some stellar deals right now on the outgoing ZS EV. I see them just above 20, which is very, very good if you don't mind an outgoing vehicle. But if you want to wait for the new one, given the MG4, which is smaller, starts at 27, what do you reckon? About 30 for the new one, starting with a smaller battery? Obviously, not the trophy spec, but we'll wait and see. We don't know. I'm just speculating. OK, let's move on. And the British Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, visited the White House recently and has been talking about a UK-US trade deal, with Republicans in America proposing a tariff removal. Of course, it does cost us money to import American cars, and we pay tariffs on that. And then we add 20% VAT on top. But that goes to, Her Majesty's Customs collect that money. This could significantly benefit the UK's EV industry if there was a UK-US trade deal. A tariff-free deal would boost UK's EV exports. We make some EVs here, not a huge amount. Nissan in the Northeast, of course. Lowering tariffs or removing tariffs on UK-made EVs would make them cheaper for American buyers, increasing demand, you would think. Currently, UK manufacturers must meet strict rules to export to the EU without any tariffs since Brexit things happened. A US trade deal could then let them source parts from American suppliers completely tariff free, reducing the reliance on the EU supply chains, which are a little more complicated now since Brexit. With tariff free access to the US and, of course, to the EU markets. We kept that tariff-free access, even though we're not part of the European Union. The UK could actually attract more global manufacturers. We are, if you like, a bit of a bridge. Now, the US and the European Union are having a bit of a fallout at the moment. Like I say, America's closing its doors, talking about tariffs and taxes, the EU saying, well, we'll do the same then. And then maybe little old UK here, sitting in the middle, little island on which we live between the two, could act as a bit of a bridge and actually have no tariffs for either country. And that would hopefully be good for the UK, be good for the United States as well. The deal might also cut EV prices by lowering import costs on parts and indeed fully made vehicles. Now, this isn't some interesting news. Electric vehicle owners are experiencing delays with the clean vehicle tax credit, the federal tax credit, if you like, $7,500 in the US, which is impacting their 2024 tax returns. The Inflation Reduction Act introduced a point of sale rebate system, which was meant to simplify things, but some claims are now being rejected because of errors, they say, at the dealer end. A key issue is that some dealerships have failed to report vehicle sales to the IRS on time. And that just sounds like an admin issue, but that's still not very good. Others are not authorised to offer the tax credit, leaving customers without the expected rebate. Complaints on social media highlight missed reporting deadlines, refusal to participate in the program, and even fake IRS forms being issued by non-participating dealers. I mean, that would lead to legal action if true, surely. The form, the IRS form 15400, introduced in January 2 years ago, is the thing that you need to verify that the clean vehicle tax credit can be claimed. It confirms the vehicle's eligibility and whether the rebate was applied at purchase or during the tax filing. If the dealership doesn't submit the form, buyers can manually verify their claim. You can fill out a form with the IRS and proof of purchase and VINs and stuff like that. But still, a more serious issue arises if a dealership misleads a customer or provides false information about if they're participating in the program or alludes that they do get the money off when they're actually not. But like I say, that's more than causing simply frustration or mis-selling. That probably ends very badly in court for somebody. The IRS is working with dealerships to address these problems, they say. EV buyers, in the meantime, should be asking better questions, confirming that their dealership is authorised to offer the tax credit before going ahead and signing anything. And finally, on the podcast today, spare a thought for anybody that believed the hydrogen ruse and bought or leased a hydrogen vehicle. H2 Mobility is a company that is the next company to shut more of their hydrogen stations, this time 22 of them in Germany. And Germany was a country that actually had quite a lot of hydrogen stations compared to some areas. Some of the smaller hydrogen refueling stations for cars actually use 700 bar technology, and they're closing those. The company will focus on supplying commercial vehicles, which I think use 350 bar technology. By the end of this month, the stations will cease operations. The company's not announced which of them will close in which order, but the 22 closures are part of a consolidation that started 2 years ago. Last year, they already shut 7, I think. And in some areas, some hydrogen car drivers in Germany simply cannot recharge their refuel their vehicle anymore. I mean, no matter how far they were to drive to one. Refueling commercial vehicles needs different infrastructure, though, like higher station roofs and larger storage for hydrogen. And many older stations have been designed for passenger cars, and you can't update them to meet commercial needs, so they're just going to close them down and start again. Hydrogen is a terrible idea for personal transport, but some at Toyota are still wedded to the idea. And funnily enough, it's such a romantic idea because it's such an easy sell. You say, well, it's hydrogen, it's very abundant, and all that comes out the exhaust pipe is water, and we're all going to be driving. It's the future. And it's amazing how politicians and people signing off on these projects and subsidies and incentives and grants and all this kind of stuff over and over again still get conned with the hydrogen myth and lie, and you know, these bus orders that go in and then they all break down, they replace them with electric ones pretty quickly, and it still happens. And it's fascinating to watch, but you feel sorry for the people who bought the cars or leased the cars who are just, they're just worthless junk now, aren't they? Yeah, hydrogen for personal mobility, what a folly. For commercial, I might have some legs, but we'll see. Right, thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse. Global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.